Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Welcome, beloved ones. Welcome to Soul Mirrors. What's reflecting in your life? Has there ever been a better time to invite that question in than right now? Let's just come together first and foremost, bring our hands to our heart, and celebrate that we are here right now, that we made a conscious choice to show up in this moment, and that this is an extraordinary moment. It is unlike any other moment, and together we are indeed better. And so welcome, angels. I am grateful that you are here. I am honored that you are here. And what a moment you have chosen to be here for. Of course, I want to first give a shout out to all of the beautiful ones that are carrying this show all around the world. We are so grateful. We are, of course, over at bbsradio.com, where you can watch and you can listen, where you can also call into our 800 number. And so you want to go ahead and get into the phone lines now, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. You will be speaking with our producer over there, and he will get you queued up to get you into the show. I also want to say hello to our gorgeous YouTube community, of which we have two tonight, and we are so grateful. A big shout out to all of you over at Official Sri and Kira YouTube channel. Hello, we're so grateful you're here. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Help us grow this channel. Help us let more people know about the voices of passionate action. A lot of enthusiasm coming in around that right now. Also saying hello to our beloved YouTube channel over at Oneness Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us. And while you are at the YouTube channel for Oneness Talk Radio, check out all the shows during probably a lot of time you're going to have on your hands at home these days. Why not introduce yourself to the truth of positivity and the inspiration that it carries forward? And of course, we just want to say hello to everyone that is over at OnenessTalkRadio.com. A big shout out to all of our affiliates, including iHeartRadio. To all of you, I love you and thank you. Thank you for your presence. Now, there is another phone bank. It's filling up really fast. So I was just reminded that I forgot to give that number. It is 517-208-1500. Again, that is 517-208-1500. You do get to listen to the show while you're on the phone lines. And of course, we are really interested in your questions, your sharing, your perspective, and of course, the honor of giving you mini soul readings, especially at a moment like this, right? So angels, I wanted, before we get to our amazing co-host and our ceremony tonight, in this energy of this exquisite micro new moon, remember that a micro new moon is 7% smaller than the regular moon, okay? Super moons are 7% bigger. So look at what we're dealing with this 7 energy. And we are currently in this 7-day of creation period. Sri and I were talking about this all weekend long on our shows, and I really encourage you to go connect with both our Saturday and Sunday shows as soon as you can. Check them out, because we were talking about several things that are all coming together tonight. And it's important we all come together and really feel this tonight. So first and foremost, before I go more into the micro new moon, this is the watch date. This moment, right now, March 24th, 2020, for those of you that have been tracking with the up-level calendar, and if not, why not? Go get it. It's at sriankira.com or over at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira. Learn about it. This date is the only date in the entire year, where when all the information came in and I was putting together the up-level calendar for the year, it was very clear that this date was unique, that this was a moment in time that we needed to pay attention, that you needed to really watch. So what has had your attention today? What have you noticed? Those of you that are part of our hashtag lineage holder expansion, those of you that were with us during the equinox, have you been using those six steps to navigate today? And what is the moment that's in front of us? Well, what I will share with you is that today, where Sri and I live in martial law, in Ecuador, martial law was declared today. It actually will start tomorrow. We have until tomorrow at 2 p.m. in the afternoon when we're officially living under martial law. And I have still not experienced any anxiety coming out of any of the people I'm interacting with. There is this sense of we're grateful this is happening because there's been a spread of the virus here because of the quarantine, people not paying attention. And because we do live in a country where people are first, money is second. And it really is the way this country works is we put people first. There's a lot of heart. It's very passionate. I think that's why I love living here. And everything's alive, lots of vida. And so today, when we learned that, simultaneously, I was receiving emails from people all over the world because we're in this moment. A lot of my dear friends in India, Kira Ra, India just locked down 1.3 billion people. Literally, the entire country of India locked down today. The countries all over the world had new things happen today. The president of our country spoke today, and the president of the United States spoke today, and all over the world, today we saw something happen that has never happened before. We literally came to a precipice moment. Lots of states, lots of people have been waiting for it, have now been put in a state of separation. And so this is a moment to really come together and to recognize that in these 7 days of creation, in this day right now, March 24, 2020, which I put out months ago, was going to be a crucible watch date, in the energy of this micro-illuminated new moon, we are in a window that has yet to decide how all of this is going to play out. And I will share that today, the one thing that I noticed that really, really came in front of me was a comment by a politician in the United States in, I believe, the state of Texas. I believe it was a governor who said that anyone who is in their late 60s or older would be happy to give their life for the economy. And what really struck me was that it was the first time I have experienced such incredible demonstration of density consciousness saying money is our God. Now, I want to go back to 2002 when Sri and I first put out the first edition of Sacred Union, The Journey Home, The Path of Self-Ascension, Authenticity. And we then, under the guise of Archangel Zadkiel, were talking about the moment when the false god of money would become the God. And that's what hit me today, is that we are all being shown with so much love and so much clarity, this energy of density. And Sri and I talked about this all weekend, and I don't want to take up too much time because I really want to bring in our dynamic co-host. However, one of the things we shared, I believe over the past 48 hours, all of us have had a chance to experience, and Sri and I were just dialoguing about this late this afternoon, and we're clear that we wanted to talk about it tonight because Sri will also be coming on the show later on to join us. And that is, we described how what's happened in the ever-refining spiral of consciousness. Remember that you are always in the spiral. There may be moments when you're spiraling in one direction, moments when you're spiraling another. There might be moments when you're spiraling laterally, but you are always in the spiral. And we talked about this during the hashtag lineage holder gathering. I talked about this during my Gita class last night. We are all in the spiral. However, what has happened is that the energy of the third dimension has become so empowered, and that's why a lot of third chakra is going on right now too. It has been so empowered that it literally has become like a black hole. Now, one of the things that black hole energy does is it creates time distortion. So the closer you get to a black hole, the slower time moves for you. With this virus that is really seeking to stabilize density and solidify separation, what has happened is that there is this huge slowing of time for many. Article after article, I'm seeing about people who are already stir crazy, ways to keep yourself from getting depressed, ways to do this. People, Sri and I have been living, you couldn't leave your home now. Today was a full week already for us. And it's been extraordinary. And what we're seeing is that those that are closer to the density energy, those that are really spending their time spinning in the loop of the adrenaline addicted drama, and I've seen a lot of those people reveal themselves this week, they're spinning into the black hole and time is slowing down. I'm bored. What do I do with my time? I'm stir crazy. That's a very fascinating energy. And because remember, we're all in the same continuum, right? Those of us that are carrying this ascended energy can't keep up with the pace that the time is taking. Meaning, how many of you, and I'm when we go to the phone lines, I would love to hear, how many of you over the past, since Saturday night, moving into tonight, and I think it's been because of moving into this micro new moon, how many of you literally can't keep up with the day? How many of you are going, how did it get to be 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock? How did it get to be 7 o'clock? How did it get to be this? Have you noticed that the time is like literally the way Sri and I were talking about this afternoon is that we are unable to keep up with it. Literally, I feel like I'm running through my day chasing the clock, coming at it from the other side, hence my graphic this evening. Because if you're really anchored in multidimensional presence right now, your quantum experience, your multidimensional experience is amplifying. So time is going to start literally slipping away. And for the very, I can honestly say with all my heart and soul, for the very first time, I literally am running to keep up with a day. And noticing simultaneously how many are starting to see time slow down. And that is very much a function of that black hole energy that is loving the third dimension right now. Remember that the third dimension is peaking along with everything else. Everything is up leveling. So it brings us to today, right now. We are in a micro new moon moment. As I mentioned earlier, a micro new moon is 7% smaller, whereas a super full moon is 7% bigger. And we are in a 7-day cycle of creation. And this day, from an astrological standpoint, is unique for the entire year as well. There is a lot happening here. Plus, it is a 6-day, the 24th. It is a Merkaba. We are in a moment of true transition. So the question is, where are you transitioning to and how are you navigating? And we're going to expand that a lot more in the show because my guest host has so much to add to this conversation. She is a regular here at Soul Mirrors. I know you all love her and she is just beyond amazing. I'm honored that this month, Jess Juntunun is on here twice because this moment had to be. Jess is also an extraordinary being of presence, a ceremonialist, and a woman who really understands the journey. And so, Jess, you know, I could go on all day talking about you, but let's get you in here. So we're going to welcome Jess in about, 2 seconds here, as soon as we can make this connection. I also know that there are quite a few of you that are holding over on our 800 numbers and over here at our other call board. I promise you, Jess and I will get to you both. There is the gorgeousness. There she is. Oh, look at you in your forest. I'm loving this. Hi.
Hello.
From the galaxy to your forest. I love this.
Yes, bridging the world and the seventh dimension and beyond.
And as we are, and wow, radiance. Now tell us, where are you? What are we staring at?
This is the beautiful north woods of the northernmost part of Michigan. We're pretty much Canada. We're on Lake Superior, and I was there today, and there's a few spots where you can actually go sit in the grass in the sun. And that's what I did. It was fantastic. Yes.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for bringing that beauty to us. Now, Jess, you and I have been talking all day. I mean, so I just have to ask you, have you noticed this time thing? Like, how
Absolutely.
Is it this time? I mean, what are you noticing? Are you and how was yesterday for you? I think we need to talk about yesterday.
We do. We absolutely do. Good. I was thinking that during your introduction.
Yay!
Yeah, the time today, exactly what you're saying, or just lately, can't keep up with it. Like, oh my gosh, how is it 3 o'clock? How is it 5 o'clock? How is it 8? Everything's different too. I do a lot of my work into the wee hours, and I sleep in later, and right now I have teenage boys that don't need to go to school, so we all sleep in later, and our day just looks different. So just really going with the flow, because it's totally different than it's ever felt before.
And so yeah. It's like a time slip, right? Because that's,
yes.
I have to admit,
it moved over.
Right, and it just happened, because I was really loving when you were talking about that, because the other thing I have noticed as well is that Sri and I are getting up like a full hour later, and there's a part of me that was like, how am I doing this? And then I've just let go.
Just I'm let like, go okay, of the clock, right?
This is, I think you have to right now. Yes. I mean, I think you really do. Now, speaking of letting go, let's talk about yesterday.
Yes.
And I want to ask all of you who are tuning in right now, when we go to the phone lines, let us know, those of you chatting over at any of our chats that are going on, how was yesterday for you? Because I got to tell you guys, Jess and I were talking about this earlier, right?
Yeah.
I, with all my heart and soul, very rarely use this word, but it felt like yesterday there was a focused attack on all who are awake. That's what it felt like to me. Jess?
Yeah,
your thoughts.
I believe so. As soon as we connected earlier today and started talking about it and sharing, other people were having that experience. And I thought that yesterday when I woke up, it felt like I got hit by a Mack truck during the night. Energetically, it was from the moment I woke up. And the day before, I had claimed a lot of joy and balance. So it was
right?
very
Sunday.
Yes,
yeah.
On Sunday. So yesterday I was like, wow, what is this? So, so heavy and dense, and had to do a lot of work, tools and resources to keep lifting that off. And it was literally like we got bombarded during our sleep. And
well,
yeah,
this
share.
Is, well, as you're sharing that, yes, I think we were bombarded. However, it was interesting, because we are loved so much. Like the blessing that I have always cherished over the close to 20 years now that I've been in the public doing this work is that we are loved so much that we really are kept on this need to know basis. However, I've been sharing lately that this need to know basis has become need to now. Yes. And yesterday, the blessing of the day was that everything there was like this convergence of energy that said, we're going to take everything we have and try to stop you. We're just going to put it in a wrapper. And of course we know that all of that is usually self-imposed, right? So what I noticed was that it was like a trigger day, and that these triggers were coming in from every aspect of consciousness. It didn't matter where it was. And you had one of two choices: to either honestly stay in the multidimensional space and be that ninth dimensional witness, the witnessing of the seventh dimension, the witnesser of the fifth dimension, that could put their arms of compassion around that witness of the third dimension. Or it was a day that I think yesterday took quite a few out of the moment of awakeness.
Yeah.
Spiral
right down, felt people spiraling right down into the fear, into the loop. And I put my finger on the pulse of what was going on with people for a little while and what was happening in density. And it was very fascinating. So I can see synchronicities there of that energy, that there's like people like losing hope, just going into straight into the fear, and very, challenging. And at the same time, being able to have the blessing of experiencing that opportunity to go, okay, what is triggering me? When you said trigger date, wow, I'm getting triggered left, right, everywhere. I'm going to really look at that with that compassion and that love, and really look at those aspects of self that don't feel safe and don't feel the trust, right? And then able to lift and be in it and see it and feel it and then bring that compassion around everyone else that was having trouble lifting and
forgive them. They know not what they do. Wow. Right.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, that was the gift of yesterday, because in this week, we know that we are in a 7-day period of creation right now. And I think it's very powerful that we had a 7-degree super full moon, March 9th, balanced by today, right now, a 7-degree micro new moon, right? Look at that window. In this 7-day period of creation. And so what I am seeing, experiencing, and noticing is that we are all being invited to stand up and get out of our own effing way. It's your time to either say yes or no, right? And get clear. And I'm sorry, guys, if this sounds so forceful. However, I will share. And forgive me, and Jess and I were talking about this earlier, and I was like, should I share this? Should I not? You know, I get clearly, Jess, I think I should share a little of this. Yes. That one of my triggers yesterday was how many people will ask for mini soul readings and say that they're in positivity and do this and do that. Then they send me links, or they don't send them to me. They send them to my poor assistant, Sue, who just gets like bombarded. Links to videos of people that are absolutely doing the direct opposite of what all of us in the community of self-ascension are trying to do. Together we are better. This is the oneness community. We are one voice with many different unlimited expressions. And what is the buzzkill is doubt and fear, conspiracy, and the addiction to drama. And it really did for a moment trigger me yesterday, Jess, at how many people were saying one thing, but then you got to watch this video. And what got to me, and I really am grateful I had the ability to work my way through it. I mean, I really had to sit and watch myself walk through it, because what really got to me is I know these people, like personally, I know them. And, you know, Sri and I were the only ones that walked away. And that doesn't say anything other than we teach authenticity. And how could we teach that if we weren't authentic? I still don't comprehend these people that are out there teaching things that they don't do. Anyway, the gift of that was to remember the forgive them, they know not what they do. Love them, they know not what they do. Because for every breath that you take that breathes in positive upliftment truth, the divine nature of you, it will offer a greater buoyancy to those lower aspects. And if you keep breathing, at some point that breath will expel the rest of that. But it was a long journey for me. I felt betrayed. I felt betrayed by some of the community. Mm. I went through my own moment of why do I give my life to this? And it was a very good, I felt like Jesus in the temple. You know, I really had my money changer moment yesterday. And it was really big. It was really, really big. And thank you for helping to witness me being able to share that.
Oh my gosh, my honor. And thank you so much for sharing it. I think it's so important that you do share your experience of what you're going through and that we all do share it as ascended beings, because you're not alone if you're going through this stuff. We're all
up-leveling.
Right.
You know, right? We're all going through this no matter where you are on the journey. And Jess, that's the thing where I think what you do is so valuable, because one of the things that I've noticed right now is a lot of spiritualized ego, a lot of people that I'm the answer. I got it.
Yes.
Bullshit. Forgive
I came
me.
Out immediately so fast altogether, like competing to be the ones with the loudest voice and the way and who to listen to.
Right. Yeah. And you know, I'm really happy to just sit here and be steady. I've been saying the same thing for 18 years. I've been doing the same thing for, I mean, you can go back and watch a video from 2005 and watch a video from today. And the one thing you're going to see is that we're the real deal, you know, and I have to admit the real deal can be scary and intimidating, because in the eyes of the divine, when we only see the highest for all and have that mirrored back to ourselves, if you're not ready to look at yourself, then that becomes incredibly polarizing. And I think we're seeing a lot of that happen around the globe right now.
Absolutely. And it ties into some of that theme we were talking about earlier when we chatted, that I know I was being called to pay attention to, and I know everyone is, you know, why are you hiding? Why are you hiding your truth, who you really are? And ask yourself it honestly. All of us do it. What are we hiding from?
Right.
Yeah. And why,
and if you go and go beyond that.
Yeah.
And when you go beyond that, when you notice what you're hiding from, then look at the fear that's carrying. Because it all comes down to fear. Hiding is part of the fear energy of being seen, which only exists in density. Yeah, and so anytime we're hiding, we're saying, I have cut off the totality of living in multidimensional space because I'm afraid of myself. I mean, it's almost kind of funny, right? It's when you really get down to it, it's like, wait a minute, why would I be afraid of me? Because what we're afraid of is the illusionary self, the lower self. But the truth of who we are, oh my God, it's like, run, embrace it. Come on, here's my hand, get out. Let's do it, you know? That's how I experience it.
Yeah, absolutely powerful. And it's a moment to really embrace when we ask ourselves that, because it allows us to break free from it. If we are just pretending, I'm not scared, I'm here, I'm totally cool, this is all good, I'm all ascended. I mean, I've done that too. Like, I'm all good. And then you get shaken, right?
We all have, right? Remember, Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening? Right. The spiritualized ego is the spiritual activism strata. It's how we refine the spiritualized ego till we can finally see that all we've done is spiritualize the ego. We haven't released our ego. We've just given it better coping skills and some new language, right? And wow, was that in my face a few weeks ago. I was like, whoa, been a while since I've been up against that. Not up against it, just in its presence. I hadn't seen that in a while. But it was wonderful to see. Well, because that's why the fifth dimension is having such a hard time. Because a lot of these beings, and this is why, and it brings us to this micro new moon and why we're here tonight and this kind of black hole energy. What's happening is that the fourth dimension is it's bloated. It's like on its buffet table going, I just can't have another helping. Oh my God. So the fourth dimension is so heavy, it collapsed around the third, right? And the third went, yummy. And the ego went, this rocks. And this is why you see what's co-created. It's no mystery what's happened. It's absolutely, it was like almost like cookie cutter if you really understand the cosmic experience of multidimensional living. And so that's just pretty clear. And then what's happened is a lot of these spiritualized egos have started bumping up into the fifth dimension, but it's like hitting it too many times is starting to crumble it. Then they start grabbing onto it like an anchor. And then those of us that have been anchored up here for a while have started having to work triple time.
Oh.
Exactly. Right. And that's why I think it's so important that we have the lineage holders getting together. And if you don't mind, Jess, I do want to invite everyone, please just share what, please talk about what's happening.
Please join the lineage holders. We have 6 of these sessions. One already happened. Even if you didn't do it, you'll get that session, right? And we'll 5 more Thursdays, and literally all of us getting together and bringing our light together is needed. So much in response to all this that we're talking about, where we're getting hit and there's this energy seeking to stop us. Those of us that are saying, yes, I'm shining my light. And I've seen so many people stepping forward too. So many healers stepping forward. So this is our time. Like, I know it. I know it when this all started to happen. I'm like, oh, this is what we're here for. So
this is the moment we waited for. And this is why yesterday happened, because this is the moment where is it just talk or are you really going to do it? Tired or are you inspired? Because if you're tired right now, you're going to go into that black hole. And so it's important to sound the alarm. And there is a war, guys. It's a war for your soul. And that's why, remember the divine directors, when people are afraid, they will give away their power. When people are terrified, they will give away their soul. And we're watching this happen. And that does not mean that the voice of illumination is being stopped. If anything, we have a rich opportunity for it to be bigger and more available than ever. And so when the lineage holders come together, we shift timelines, we move into multidimensional space. we have already just made an impact. Coming together on the equinox, March 19, did it. And it's clear that this window, and remember, Sri and I talked about this at the end of February before all this began, March, April, and May, we're going to be one little unit, and that it was going to be a ride and hold on, and that we had this watch date, and that this watch date would affect the rest of this. And so we're seeing some fascinating things happen today. And this is why the lineage holders must come back together, because together we are better, and we are going to work through the energy. We are going to carry it together. And I think by the last session in May, we're going to see some positive, really positive shift and a lot of miracles happening. So go to shrinkcare.com, join us, be there. There's a whole bunch of free bonuses we're giving away. Plus, You're listening to the show right now. When you go to be there for all 5 weeks, please receive this gift of a $20 discount from Jess and I. Just enter the coupon code SOULMIRRORS. Just enter it and please be there. And don't let money stop you. If you need a partial scholarship, there might still be some funds available. It's been a fascinating journey, but let us know. Just call, let us know. Let's see what we can do. Because if your heart is calling, you need to be there. You really need to be there. And Jess, I thank you. I think that was an important moment for us to share, don't you?
I think it's absolutely one of the most important moments.
I agree.
Coming together. We need this.
Oh my gosh. And yes, I agree. And you know, the other thing I want to talk about a little bit, Jess, is this micro new moon. Yes. So guys, as you know, we are going to be culminating tonight's show with a profound illuminated micro new moon ceremony. This is going to include creation energy, and it'll be created through Jess and Sri and I, because we need three of us. This is a trinity. This is all about this moment, and in perfect balance with all the three energy, this is that moment. In addition to that, we have this extraordinary energy of illumination into what is traditionally a moment that is just the opposite of that. And so Jess, how is that feeling for you? What are you noticing? What can we share with our audience? And then I want to go to the phone banks. We're loaded. Both phone lines are locked up. I want to grab people at both sets. And then we'll go into our ceremony, because guys, when we get to the ceremony, you're going to want to put everything and be, and we're actually going to end the show and just let you stay in the flow. So Jess, let's jam on this micro new moon. Plus, before we do, I want to show all of you, show them yours.
Oh, yes.
Jess and I, when we were preparing today, okay, these are each of our Shiva eyes. And so check this out, right? Is this great? Check out the size of these Shiva eyes. Are these fabulous? And so mine, as you can see, Jess and I will show you this one. It's violet. And you notice when you look at it this way, look at this. Is this amazing? This was my very first one. This was the one that started it all. Isn't that beautiful? And Jess, OMG, you just got that, right?
I did. Check out the bottom.
Wow. Yeah, no, crazy energy. And then the other thing Jess did when we got together today, and you probably heard her, was she said, Kira, I just pulled a card of clarity. So if you do not own the cards of clarity, why not? Because more than ever, boy, are they working, right? You can find them at shrinkcare.com in our store. They came through me many years ago, and they are freakishly accurate. So Jess, you had pulled Archangel Michael upside down. So I'm telling on you. You need to tell them what that meant. And then we agreed that when we were in all of your energy and before we went to the call board, we would also each pull a card for you tonight. So Jess, tell us about that. And then let's go to this new moon energy, and then we'll hit our call board.
Well, that is actually, you know, what I was talking about. His message is, why are you hiding? when you pull
aren't
him out
everyone,
reverse, right? Yeah, he carries all this energy of courage and protection, right? Michael is my man. He's the first angel that showed up to start working with me too. So I love when he pops out. But when he pops out, you know, all about that first. Yes. Ooh, violet ray. Oh my God, that's perfect.
I just wanted to share that with all of you guys, that so you know what's coming in this illuminated new moon experience tonight. I mean, the Ascended Masters are already here. I know you guys are feeling it. I've had Saint Germain. Do you see what I'm wearing? I call this my Saint Germain shirt, because every time he shows up, other than it's not purple, he's always got, hold on, my bracelet. He always has these really flamboyant cuffs, right? You know, and he always has the lacy. And so I felt the Ascended Masters around us tonight. I'm loving that the Violet Ray is here. So Jess, Archangel Michael came in earlier upside down, but who's coming in right now?
Who is coming in right now?
Because in the energy of this micro new moon, we have the Violet Ray already coming in,
yes,
unified with what you're bringing in. And beloveds, we're pulling these for all of you. We're feeling all of your energy. And oh my goodness gracious, I can't read it.
It's unity. I can't get it to focus.
It's the benevolent ones, unity.
The six, unity, right?
Oh my God,
the benevolent
right?
ones.
I mean, like, you can't make this stuff up. So Jess, you're going to be guiding us through such a major part of this tonight. Talk to me about the micro new moon. What is this meaning and why is this coming forward?
One piece of it it's illuminating what is underneath that we don't always see, the shadow, the aspects of the ego, aspects of fear, aspects that maybe for a long time we thought, been there, done that, I've healed that, and things are coming up.
Hello, I'll raise my hand.
Right. So yeah, it's that moment where you're like, whoa, why is this stimulating my deepest, maybe loneliness or sadness or those aspects of ourselves? So if it's coming up, that's actually good if you can be in the awareness of, oh, okay, I have this to work with now. Mm-hmm. And it's being illuminated during this time for us to personally lift. And then also we are lifting for so many others when we shift and lift through our own and look into that. So that's one aspect that's calling out. And then this creative zone, you know, going into the void of creation and what births through that moment. It's a birthing moment. That's exciting to me.
You know, it really is. So let's birth some calls, because I think we're going to run out of time, because I'm literally looking at the clock, knowing about our ceremony, going, how is this happening? Right? We're running to keep up. It's just crazy. All right. Well, I'm going to run over to our 800 number and we're going to say hi to Betty from Kentucky. Namaste, Betty. Welcome.
Hi. Come eating some popcorn.
So
can you hear?
I'm not hearing anything. Let me see. I'm going to allow, there we go. Let's see. Maybe Betty's here.
Hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yay. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
We have a new hookup on the system. So you had to go first. Thank you.
Oh, great. Well, namaste. I really appreciate you guys. I just recently found you and got together with the lineage holders. And I was just wanting to have a little reading.
Well, I want to share with you first and foremost that I'm really, as I'm connecting with you, I'm just thinking, wow, is it perfect you got on tonight? Because your second chakra, creation. I'm actually getting a little bit of discomfort in that area as I'm connecting with you. And so I want to invite you right now. I'm doing the same thing. All of us, bring your hands to your second chakra, especially in this week of peak intensity creation. And as I'm connecting with you, Betty, and just kind of sending love and appreciation and respect into your second chakra, I'm feeling around your arms right here, this beautiful, it feels like Archangel Zodkiel, actually. It's this beautiful violet energy wrapping around you. And I'm watching this portal of energy come all the way around you, and it's wrapping in front of you. And the message that's kind of like being, it's like a song, it's like an energy. And the message is simply that you are in a moment of creation that is beyond that which you have anticipated. Relax and breathe and pay attention, for you are unfolding the next chapter and it has already begun. And so it is. Thank you, my love. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. We love you too, sweetheart. Namaste. Wow. Whew, let's breathe.
That's what I was going to say. Breathe.
Yeah, I'm really feeling that. And I'm going to run over here to the other call board. We have so many people that have been holding for so long. Oh, my goodness gracious. And we're going to go to, how about Michigan? You're in Michigan, right? Let's go to Michigan. All right. Namaste, Houghton, Michigan. Namaste.
Oh, that's where we are.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay, this is Joni. Jess, I am fortunate enough to live in the area where Jess lives, and she is my sweet soul sister. I am calling in this evening to just express gratitude and to let you know that everything you're saying is resonating with me. I have felt this this heaviness, and yesterday I felt so triggered.
Right.
Immediately when I woke up, it took me an extra hour. I was able to take that time and to really balance and center myself. And I felt like it really paid off, because later in the day, I felt triggered again. And I was able to turn that around and really feel some realizations and help me set some personal boundaries. It was amazing.
Yes.
Right. So I just want to express the gratitude. Everything you say is right on. And one more thing, this week, today, in this illuminated micro new moon, something that my company and I have been working for the last 4 years, we were given, we were inspected and we were given approval. And Jess knows what I'm talking about. It's a really big deal.
Oh my God. We're so happy.
For you.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Awesome. No, thank you.
You are just so amazing. I just love you both so much. If you have anything to add to that, please go ahead.
You know, I will share with you that as Jess and I were both here just going, wow, right? What I felt was literally a sense of like these, I don't even know how to describe it, like these rays of light came down and wrapped around my shoulders, and they're lifting me up. It's like you are literally being pulled up and nothing's going to stop that. And it's like, just keep your eyes on the divine. Keep looking up and look at the day and the moment that this happened. I mean, just so extraordinary. So thank you for bringing that to all of us tonight as a community. Hashtag lineage holder, rock on, girlfriend. Jess, you want to add anything?
Oh my gosh. I love this woman. I love this sister. And I am so happy you got through, because what a sharing. I'm celebrating you, and it is our celebration, and all of us, we all win when one of us does this and lifts. And I feel that too, that lifting energy, girl. Wow. I'm so happy.
I feel like I'm just going to sit here like you guys are just going to watch me float off screen. I mean, it's literally how I feel. Literally. So thank you, honey. We love you. Namaste.
Thank you. I love you.
Bye, honey. Wow. Well, you know, I want to invite my beloved husband, Sri. It is, Jess, look at the time. How is that happening? How is that even possible? And so you're going to probably see him throwing a chair over here. And so I'm going to invite Sri to come in. And I'm scooching.
Sky on in.
I'm doing the scooch. Look, I've opened up for the light to arrive.
Yes, yes.
And it's arriving in the form of my stunning husband. You guys know him. You love him. Beloved wisdom teacher, Sri Ramka. Hey, beloved one. He's been over there busy chit-chatting wherever. Where have you been chit-chatting?
Everywhere.
He's been chit-chatting everywhere. So I stole him. He's not in the chat right now. He's with me. Yeah. Hey, sweetheart.
Well, as you shared earlier, it's important to recognize that these ceremonies and these jumps that we do, they take a focus and an energy to help open that portal, to help make it available for more people to experience. And so I am humbled to be here tonight to assist in the ceremony that we're about to engage. And I recognize, and I just want to underscore, look at how the time flies. We're here having a lovely conversation.
It's like, what
but
happened?
But there's this other zone where there's this linear time thing going tick, 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 tick.
No kidding.
And so because of that, I'll just mention, next Sunday, we're extending our show.
All right. He's given you the new news. So those of you that were with us on Sunday, remember we kept the show going longer? Well, Sri and I made a big decision, drum roll. Hadn't even told you this yet, Jess, but hey, because we love BBS Radio so much and our beloved Don and Doug, the producers over there, because we love Oneness Talk Radio, because we love you at YouTube, We are no longer going to be on the air on Saturday, but we're going to do 2 hours on Sunday.
So we can really be in communion, community, and of what we think is a more amplified service.
And take as many more calls as we can. Things really got rocking on Sunday. I actually wound up starting to ensoul. I mean, when our community, it was like that second hour, I think, is going to be like the serious, like, let's get down to it hour. So, hey, guys, join us starting this week. Talk about our 7 days of creation. A lot of you have asked us for years to do the 2 hour show. We're doing it. However, we are no longer doing Saturdays because we're with our Miracle Mastery team on Saturdays. We have other classes that we do on Saturdays. So for those of you that are doing extra stuff with us, we'll still be with you on Saturdays. But make a note, 2 hours on Sunday, still starting at the same time, noon Pacific.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Aren't you guys excited?
Good things are happening.
What do you think, Jess? That's a surprise we just sprang on you.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Because when you guys went over on Sunday, I was like, oh, yeah, we need this, right? We need this extra time. That's
we perfect. Never had more emails than we did this past Sunday about the extension of Sunday's show.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's good news. The other thing I just want to say, I had the delight of being able to be in all the different chat rooms. And
lucky him.
You know, it's like a disco ball of love.
Oh, I love
There's
that,
little
baby.
Little rays and reflections.
Right. And, I can resurrect that.
And you know, and people are, and it's also a ball or a community of presence. Some people are sharing some of the challenges they've had. And just to put it out there, and to have people go, I love you. You know, we heal each
because
other.
Because we do. We
oh,
really
heal each
do.
Other through the presence of that divine trust.
Oh,
that's the magic right there, divine trust.
Yes. And so this is that moment of divine trust where we want to invite you to start really relaxing, put away the chat for a minute, and we're going to start our Illumination Micro New Moon Ceremony. And again, please continue to be with us Thursday night at the hashtag Lineage Holder Expansion. Go to Shri and Kira. Please be there. Soul Mirrors, get you a discount. And so now that all of that has come forward, breathe and begin to center. And remember that we're going to be ending the show. Jess will be taking us out. And when the show is over, we invite you to let this journey continue. So if there's anything you want to set up right now, light a candle, be in a comfortable spot. This is your moment to do that.
And so as you breathe, breathe into your heart center with presence. Feel the truth of your divine presence. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And let the declaration of the mantra of self-ascension resonate in and through you. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Breathe and relax.
And as you are breathing and as you are relaxing, just notice this beautiful physical body. Offer it love. Offer it appreciation. Beloved body, thank you for the blessing of the experience of co-creation. May your heart know that that which I am honors that which we are. And in this moment, may our heart beat as the unified beat of all dimensions. May we relax into a presence that defies any words and defies any description. May we connect out from that which we consider to be form to a divine, beautiful, radiant beam of silver light. And just notice this radiant beam of silver light. And around this radiant beam of silver light is crystalline essence. It is as if the moon has become this beautiful ray and is inviting you into its center as the radiant, illuminated, co-creative playground of the divine nature of all that you are, have ever been, and ever will be again. Breathing into that co-creative force, there is an illuminated smile, that is radiating throughout your presence. Relaxing ever more into this nature, your hands may feel as if they're vibrating. They may be heating up. You may be called to bring them to a certain part of your body. You may be called to just rest them. It matters not. And you begin to remember that there is breath that animates this body while you are floating in the ray and the luminescence of your cosmic body. Feeling love and compassion, we relax evermore as we continue this journey with Jess.
Continuing to follow our breath, floating in this beautiful ray, this silver energy and crystalline light. Inhaling that light in into our being, in through the nose, feeling it circulating up into our crown, down deep into our belly, and noticing the exhale, and noticing this light that is filling us, is nourishing us, that every cell in our body is vibrating with it, deep into our tissues. And as we exhale, we're exhaling this beautiful light on into the world. So we are this light. We are becoming it. We are it. And we are exhaling it out so that it can touch each and every being that is ready to feel this light. Feeling it surround our beautiful planet, Gaia, with this love, this light. Feeling this connection to this light as the love, as the wisdom. Breathing now and feeling it coming into your heart. Feeling the heart ignite evermore. Feeling the energy of the Ave when we inhale and the heartbeat. And feeling the Sa with the exhale. Sa. Feeling this violet flame that is taking anything that's ready to be transmuted. Releasing anything to that violet flame now. Anything you may have been holding on to is burning away, burning away, burning away in this luminescent light of this illuminated new moon and this violet flame energy and the violet ray. Feeling yourself connecting deeply within into the source and creation. It's like pouring down into your crown, that luminescent light, and just filling you all the way down the spine, all the way down. Feeling your own creation center and your foundation being supported and nourished. Going deep within. And feeling the truth and wisdom ignite of who you truly are and what you are saying yes to. Traveling in, feeling that sacred hum of the universe, the Om, Aum, Om, Aum, Om, Aum. Om, Om, deeper and deeper, discovering again in a new way the light that is within, that is always shining and always creating and always inspiring, and feeling yourself, even witnessing yourself, experiencing it in this moment, lifting into the fifth. Witnessing yourself, experiencing all of this, feeling the compassion, feeling the love for all of it, everything that led to this very moment. And then breathing again and feeling that seventh dimensional energy, clarity and non-judgment. Seeing all from this big picture. And then lifting into the ninth, witnessing the seventh, witnesses the fifth, holding the third, and feeling the expansion and ignition of your crystalline essence, anchoring fully, activating completely. And it's like you can look up from the third and look all the way up to the ninth, and then from the ninth all the way back down. And continuing, just continuing to deepen ever more this connection with yourself. Feel how beautiful it is to get to know yourself. Feel how amazing your beautiful form is coming into unification with all of these energies and our beautiful planet being illuminated and all of the beings here lighting up. All of us gathering like we're in a big circle, hand to hand, heart to heart, lifting and holding and connecting all around the globe, igniting, igniting, igniting. And breathe and coming back into your center and your breath and allowing yourself to float for as long as you need to in this space, as long as you enjoy it. Know that you are loved. We love you. Namaste. Many blessings.
We love you. Breathe in the moment of this micro-illuminated new moon. May what you are creating call forward your divine presence, and may your divine presence illuminate all. You are the master, and you are the lineage holder, and may you know your time has arrived. The universe has tapped you on the shoulder. We love you.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart, in all ways, know the master you are.